It's 8 a.m. Eastern, May 17th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down 0.5% at $30,290. Ethereum is down slightly at $2,079, and Binance Coin is down slightly at $305. Today's episode is brought to you by Watch This. Watch This takes the guesswork out of streaming the best movies and partners with fine artists to put your favorite film posters in a frame on your wall. Buy a fine art print today at watchthiscards.com. Well, the co-founder of British neobank Revolut, Nick Strongsky, is working on his own venture capital fund powered by AI. The fund will debut with around $200 million with funds supplied by Strongsky and a few other investors, and will identify investment opportunities using a machine called ELF as its proprietary quantitative decision engine. The fund is an attempt to take analysis to a higher level and remove humans from the decision loop. Quantum Light is the fund's name. It will be focused mainly on Series B and Series C rounds, with Strongsky saying that the model is designed to eliminate the clubby world of venture capital. Well, politicians in South Korea are calling for Do Kwon to attend a hearing related to Terra USD's collapse. Apparently, financial regulators in the country have launched emergency inspections into local crypto exchanges as well. In the wake of the UST issues, Do Kwon has also called for a resurgence of the protocol, calling Terra something larger than UST. Kwon proposed forking the Terra network into a new chain today because Terra is more than UST. The proposal will be put up for governance vote tomorrow. Kwon said, "We encourage Terra developers to signal support and commit to build on the fork on public channels as soon as possible." That said, his proposal has drawn ire in a preliminary poll on the network's research and governance token, favoring a token burn solution instead. Well, the Cambridge Center for Alternative Finance has released new data on the Bitcoin mining global hash rate distribution. According to their data, despite China's crackdown on Bitcoin mining last year, a large number of miners were apparently back to work hashing the network by September of 2021. According to the center's data, China still has the second largest share of the network hash rate, lagging the U.S. by about 6%. While it's not clear whether there was a halt and restart or hiding their locations, one big takeaway from the research is that the miners in China seem to be more comfortable sharing their location again. And finally, Spotify has begun trialing NFTs on its platform, with selected US-based users exposed to the NFTs of some artists. These NFTs will apparently link to an external marketplace, and NFTs will not be sold directly by Spotify. These promotion methods will start with a single pilot group of artists. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and links, and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.